Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's a busy Tuesday for me, and I've just come back from a Chinese art show. With dancing, traditional music, traditional instruments, vocalists, and so much more. It was fantastic. Speaking of all things fantastic, I have a fantastic story just for you. A true paranormal experience by your awesome author, Jace York. The title of his true paranormal account is The House That Haunts. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Hi, my name is Jace, and I live in a house that was built in the 50s. Now, the original owners live next to us now, but before we had it, they sold the property to someone else, before he sold it to us. The past owner was a man who preferred his solitude, and when he fell down the stairs and broke his neck, it was many months before they found him at the bottom of the basement stairs. After we moved in, I experienced crazy things. Some I can write off as anything logical, since I'm the kind of person who puts logic before anything else. So whenever I hear footsteps in the house, or what sounded like someone talking outside, I thought nothing of it. That is until one day, when I was in the kitchen. I was cooking ramen noodles, cause I'm broke, and when they were ready to take out of the microwave, I watched as the microwave door flung open and the bowl flew at me and knocked me over. Really hot water fell all over me, and I split my chin open on the tile floor. I still have a scar on my chin to this day. But the water wasn't hot enough to leave any permanent marks. Burned like hell, though. Of course, after that, I believed in the paranormal and started noticing more and more stuff that would happen. For example, I'd feel someone lay next to me in my bed. I'd feel watched when I'm home alone. My debit card even went missing, which scared the crap out of me, until it turned up on my kitchen counter. But the one time that made me scream was just a few days ago. I was in the basement where my art studio is when I looked at this full body mirror that was on the floor leaning on the wall. When I looked at it, I saw everything around me. The desks, the pencils on the floor. But for some reason, I knew something was wrong. Then it hit me. I wasn't in the reflection. As soon as I realized this, I saw in the mirror a figure run through the wall behind me at full speed at where I should be standing in the reflection. The closer he got, the louder he shouted, like he was getting ready to hit me. He put his shoulder in front of him like he was going to hit a door and leaped forward. I felt someone or something hit my back really hard. I fell forward and passed out. When I woke up, I was sitting in my chair next to my drawing desk. I had a piece of paper in front of me, and it had writing on it. It read, "Please just leave me alone." Over and over and over, even running off onto the desk. The most frightening part about this is that the words were in my own handwriting. Oh, that is freaky, Jace. A nice, short, scary story for you all for your Tuesday night. I also have another fantastic story in the works tomorrow. It will be much longer, I guarantee you. I believe it's a creepy pasta. And I thought I'd share a short one today due to time constraints. But I still wanted to give you guys a little story, and Jace was kind enough to send a story right on through. So a very special thank you, Jace York, for submitting that great paranormal account. And that goes for you as well, listeners. Send in your stories to storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. Just go for it. I love hearing from my fans and supporters. Honestly, listener feedback really brightens my day. And lastly, have a fantastic night. And just a little heads up. I recently watched the new film It by the author Stephen King. So the brand new one that's released in cinemas, 2017 It, and I've seen the old version, the miniseries in 1990, and I think because I love the film and the miniseries, I'll be doing a film review as well on that. Because, believe it or not, it is one of my favorite old school films. And seeing the brand new one and the old one just makes me want to talk about it even more. It's up there with the John Carpenter's The Thing. Oh, old time favorites of mine. Anyway, that's a bit of what's upcoming for you. And stay tuned. I'll be working on them. And on that note, listeners, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.